the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the blessed month of Abib, and the reading of this blessed Sunday is about the miracle that the Lord performed when he fed the multitude with 5 loaves and 2 fish. On the first look, what takes usually our attention is how the Lord used these very little resources in order to feed and satisfy all of this crowd. But actually, if we look carefully at the passage that we just heard today, we will see that the Lord, as the good shepherd, he met and he tended to all the needs of all the people around him in many ways and means. At the beginning, we see that he listened to his disciples when they needed to be heard. He sent them in a mission, and then they came back and they started reporting to him what they have done. This is a need in the heart of everyone, that I need someone to listen and someone to care about what I have done. They need to be heard. Maybe they need encouragement. They need to be corrected. But the Lord, being the good shepherd, knew about this need, and he met it with his disciples. Yes, he is the teacher. He is the one who used to tell, the one who used to teach and let them know. But today it is their turn to talk, and it is the Lord, the good shepherd, here giving us all as parents the lesson on how it is important that we listen to those people whom we consider as the little ones, maybe those people whom we are entrusted over teaching them. It is not only the responsibility of the parents just to put food on the table and then they will feel, I have done my part. And whenever those people whom I am feeding are in need to be listened to, then we don't have listening ears. The Lord heard his disciples, as we see today, and the apostles, when they had returned, told him all that they had done. Another need that the Lord met and satisfied today in the passage, what we have just learned, is that he gave afterward to his disciples his undivided attention. We read that he took them and went aside privately into a deserted place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. Why did the Lord do this? He knew that there is a need in their hearts to have a retreat time with their teacher and master. He knew that this time where they can communicate without interruption will strengthen them and will make them to grow and will also satisfy a need in their hearts, that they have a time where they can only be with their teachers and no one else is around. Let us go back again and look to ourselves. Do we grant those people whom we care and we shepherd this time? Yes, we might be there and present physically in our homes, but are we granting our undivided attention to those people whom we care about? This is something that we need to look at carefully, because those people whom we are shepherding, those people whom we are in charge of their souls, either they are children or spouses, they need that they find us and they take our undivided attention as a gift that's so much needed in these days by those people whom we tend to. After this, we find that the multitudes, when they heard where he is, they went and followed him. They were uninvited. Actually, it was a time where the Lord was spending time only with his disciples. But we see the first word after the multitude followed him, that we hear that when the multitude knew it, they followed him and he received them. He received with love the uninvited multitudes. Received them, meaning he made them to feel welcome, even if they were uninvited at that time, but still they are loved by him. And it is the time for him to express this love by receiving them. We usually say in our Egyptian parables, المثل يقول لقيني ولا تغديني. Actually, the Lord, he did both. He received them and he fed them. It is a need that's maybe more important than giving them food, that those people will be received with joy. They look at his face and see how much he loved them. He was not bothered or troubled, or he felt like, why did you come? But on the contrary, the Lord was able to give them this approval, that those people eager to follow him. It's a need in the heart of every one of us to feel I am received and I am approved and I am accepted. If we do not do this as parents to our children, they will seek the approval and the acceptance from whatever source outside, no matter how harmful this source is. Every one of us needs to be received and approved and accepted. Ask yourself, how do you feel when you are complimented by someone else? It's the same also, the same need applies on your children and your spouse and all those people whom you are tending to. So the Lord, after he did all of this, then we find that he started after this, after he received the multitude, he spoke to them about the kingdom of God. Another need. Maybe the people did not realize it by then, but he knew that it exists. In the heart of every one of us, there is a desire to know about God because God created us so. God put this something innate in human nature that we seek eternity and we seek him. Maybe the multitude, when they followed him, they just wanted him to do some miracles for them. They did not realize the need for the word of God, but he knew it as a good shepherd and a wise one. Your son or daughter will never come to you and having a Bible, this might be something very rare, and tell you, my dad, please read for me, I need to be nourished with the word of God. But a wise father and a wise mother will always know that this need exists, and I have to nourish it, and I have to satisfy it by all of my might, all what I can do. If you do not do this, they will grow starved from the word of God. They will be very feeble, very maybe weak when it comes to their knowledge about the word of God. A need that is not satisfied will always make them to be fragile. The Lord, after he received the multitude, he knew that they needed this even if they did not ask for it. He nourished them first with the word of God and he taught them about him. After this we see that, and he healed those in need of healing. After he nourished them, he accepted them, he nourished them with the word of God, and then he healed those in need of healing. Many, many people are wounded around us. Yes, you might not be a physician. This is not your business, where this is not your career, that you heal those people who are in need. But all of us, actually, all of us have the ability to heal wounds in those people whom we care about. Yes, maybe the wounds are not shown outside, and actually that these deep wounds in the heart of those people, the little ones around us, may be more deep and more harmful. How much really we care about healing these wounds? How much we care to know that they exist? How much actually we are careful not to be the reason and the cause for causing them these wounds? And in the end of the day, how much we care that when we learn that these wounds exist, that we care to heal them. Unfortunately, I'm very sad to say that sometimes actually we are the ones who cause these wounds. We are not doing anything in order to help our little ones to be healed from these wounds that we cause them. The Lord, the Good Shepherd, after he received the people and nourished them with the word of God, now he is healing their wounds. While he was doing all of this, he also met another need in the disciples' heart. The need to learn how to make calculations. It was time for them to learn a lesson in mathematics. How? Now there is a need. He asked them, go and feed those people. But we only have 5 loaves and 2 fish, and we have 5,000 men, and how many women and children with them? At the end of the day, it doesn't work. When you put these resources versus the need, it will never make a balance sheet. It will never be equal to what you are requested to meet. But actually, the Lord today is teaching the disciples another lesson. If you want to make the calculation, then you write it this way. We have 5 loaves and 2 fish, and we have the Lord among us. And then we have this humongous need. We will be able to meet it. This lesson actually was very important for them to learn in this particular day. Because in another day, the Lord will entrust them over a bigger mission. He will tell them, go and preach to all people all over the world and make them Christians, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit. By then, actually, the calculation is more difficult. 12 fishermen, people who are very simple, not very well educated, they are requested by their masters to go and preach Christianity to the whole world. But now, by then, actually, they learned the lesson. Yes, we are little, and the request is very big, but now we know how to make our calculations. That's why the Lord said to them, and I am with you to the end of times. By then, yes, we learned how to make our math. The lesson we understood, we digested well, and then the mission is not impossible. It is a lesson for all of us as well, how we make our calculations. If the Lord is among us, there is nothing impossible. I can overcome and I can conquer all of these forces that oppose my soul and troubles me. If the Lord is among us, then we are not afraid, we are not by ourselves. Everything will work out for good for those people who love Him. It was another need that maybe the disciples did not know about, but the Lord knew that they need to learn. They need to make their calculations right, and it is about the right time. After He did this, He did not overlook the need for the earthly food either. He did not underestimate it or say, what is the big deal about those people eating? So what? I taught them and I healed them. Let them manage their own food and their own meal. No, the Lord also was careful not to let these people go without feeding them and satiate them and make them also to be full. That's something also that comforts us, that our Good Shepherd is not overlooking our earthly needs. Sometimes we feel maybe shy or embarrassed to ask Him for earthly things and saying, how can I ask the Lord for this? It's something that may be not good that I do this. The Lord said, ask first about the kingdom of God and all of these will be added to you. He did not say, ask only for the kingdom of God. He knew that we would be need to eat and to be satisfied, and He also tended to this need and satisfied the multitude who followed Him. Don't think that it is you who provide your family, or think that I am the one that really the reason behind my family to have clothes and shelter. If anything bad happened to me, my family will starve. Don't be deceived by these worries that's from Satan, and it is not true. Today we can see how the Lord, by meeting with His disciples and the multitude, satisfied all of their needs. This is the balance that we need to acquire in handling our own families. The good mother is not only the one who makes good food and then she meets the need and requirements for her children and her husband to eat well 3 or 4 times a day. The good father is not the one who works only as a provider for money and income in order for his children to go shopping. Those who are good shepherds are those people who can meet all of these needs with a balanced way that keep everyone around them satisfied. Let us look at them carefully again and examine ourselves versus the Lord. The Lord today as a good shepherd with whom no one will be in want whatsoever. He listened to His disciples when they needed to be heard. He gave His disciples His undivided attention. He received with love the uninvited multitudes. He nourished the multitudes with the word of God and healed those in need of healing. He taught the disciples a new lesson on how they should make their calculations, and He did not overlook the need for the earthly food either. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.